Today's Mishnah in Masechet Yadayim is Perek Rishon, Mishnah Beit. So remember that we have two different types of ways to be Metayer Yadayim. The Takana that we've been talking about is called Netilat Yadayim. And here in this Mishnah, we have a very good reason to believe that word Netilat Yadayim is built around the word Natla, which remember we discussed in the Hakdama. Why is Netilat Yadayim Netilat Yadayim? Well, it turns out there are two completely different modalities of making your Yadayim Tahorot, and one of them is Tfilat Yadayim. Tfilat Yadayim does not require a Natla. Netilat Yadayim requires a Natla. And there's very big differences between these two modalities, as we're going to see in these two Mishnayos, Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel. Because when it comes to a Natla, we have special dinim about the water. When it comes to Tvila, anything kosher for a mikveh would be kosher for the Yadayim. And when it comes to the Natla, we're going to need to have very specific dinim specifications for what constitutes a kli. When it comes to the mikveh, we're going to avoid all of that. So therefore, let's begin discussing the idea of the Natla. What is the Natla for Netilat Yadayim? So, b'kol hakelim notnim liyadayim. Actually, as far as the material is concerned, it really doesn't make any difference. You could use any material at all. Afilu b'chle gilalim, b'chle avanim, b'chle adama, all of the various types of kelim, even kelim that are not choshev enough to be mekabel tuma, and therefore you would think that vis-a-vis the hilchos tuma, which includes netilas yadayim, they would not be considered to be kelim. Kamash malan, it makes no difference. The fact is that they are kelim, despite the fact that they're not mekabel tuma, they can still hold water, and they are therefore considered to be a kli, at least legabe, this halacha, to be able to hold water to pour over your yadayim. Now, you may not have heard, but Rav Moshe actually passed paper cups for netilat yadayim against this Mishnah. And he tined that you still would need to have kelim that are meant to be kept, and they're kayoma. But apparently the fact that we need to talk about afilu klei gilalim, klei avanim, and klei adama means that if they don't even match the requirement for the chashivas of keeping them as a kli, that they're b'nei amida, that's not called a kli. And maybe it doesn't have the chashivas of kli for netilat yadayim. Anyway, that was his very big Rav Moshe Chiddush. And one thing is for sure, einot nim liyadayim, you cannot use broken pieces of kelim because they now contain water. Einot nim liyadayim, lo bedafnota kelim, you can't use, let's say you have this nice bowl and it broke, so you no longer have the original bowl, but you got that deep curved side and now it holds water. You can't use a broken kli. Lo bedafnot kelim, and not even bishulei hamachatz. Now the machatz, there's some question what is not even bishulei hamachatz. So the machatz could be what is used for taking wine. It's a very large scoop for taking wine out of a barrel. Okay, so what would be the chiddush then if it's lo bishulei hamachatz? Because even if the top part of the machatz was broken off, it still is a nice scooper. It just doesn't have all of its sides intact. The other explanation is that the shulei hamachatz doesn't mean the upper side, the shulayim of the machatz from the top. It means that the machatz was provided with a stand so that when you take the scoop and you put it next to the wine that you're picking up out of the large barrel, instead of its falling, it actually is able to stand on an inverted cup kind of thing, which provides a container on the bottom also if you're going to use it upside down. So that would be the shulei hamachatz. But that's not made for containing wine, and therefore it's not called a real kli, And even though it can hold the water for your netilat yadayim perfectly well, it's not a kli, which means when you're looking around for netilat yadayim and you're far away, you can't just pick up something that holds water. That shita does not hold water. And therefore, you can't actually utilize it, and you could not even use a magufa tachavit. Now, the maguf is actually normally, it's curved. I mean, it's curved backwards, but they would put, remember that the chavit was made out of porcelain, or it was made out of just simple earthenware. And when you put a top on it, it wasn't flat, it was an inverted sort of bowl kind of thing that you would put over it, which would allow a little bit of bubbling underneath it and so on. But it's not meant to hold water. And therefore, you can't even use a magufa tachavit, because that's not what it was made for. And you certainly cannot utilize your hands, put them together, hold water, which you take out of the pond, and put them over your friend's hands and say, I'll do netilat yadayim for you. Your chofnayim are not considered to be a kli, which it requires the natla again. So this is about the natla for netila. And this is because there's a general description of the meaning of a kli in various halachas, not only benogea this natla. There is a universal concept. You cannot be memale mayim for the mechatas, which the Torah talks about the mayim bekeli, and ein mekachim, you can't put the efer of that chatas on the water in a kli that is not accepted as these kli, so you can't do the milui into el keli that the Torah demands. You can't do the mekachim into a type of keli that the Torah is not allowing. You can't do the hazoya of the mechatas if it's taken from something that is not a kli, and you cannot be notuli yadayim unless it is a definable kli, and that is something that is made specifically for having water in it, and it is a kli, not a broken kli. So it's not shivrei kelim, it's kelim. So that means that there are four different dinim that these are similar to, and that is besides the natla for netilas yadayim, the el keli of the parah aduma of the original milui mayim. The mixing with the mechatas has to be in that same el keli, and the hazoya has to be min hakeli. Therefore, we need kelim. But there's other dinim that are also have to do with dinim of tumah v'tayra, and also have to do with kelim. However, not necessarily do kelim need to be made for water, which they do need to be made for a containing liquid in the other four cases, but there's two additional cases, which is a din and a kli, but not necessarily a kli that was made for mayim. And that is what? Ein matzilin b'tzamid patil ela kelim. We know that in an oil hames, if you have a type of kli that is not mekabel tumah from the outside, and therefore, the oil hametz. Oh, I forgot to press the record on the. Okay, well, at least we have this recording. See what happens when Barnea is not around to tell you to remove all the sponges before you close up the. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so in this case, if you have a container, but it's not mekabel tumah on the outside, and it's certainly not going to be mekabel and tumah on the outside if it is not made to be a kli. So if it's sealed and something's inside of it, and it's sealed with a tzamid patzil, since the tumah can't penetrate it from the outside, and the tumah can't penetrate it from its own container space because it's sealed off with a tzamid patzil, therefore it's not going to be able to be metame anything that is inside that thing. So that's called hatzola with a tzamid patzil. So only kelim that are actually a real sealable container are able to be matzil you in a tzamid patzil. But if you have something that is not at all, doesn't have even a mokum for being mekabel things in it, let's say it's pshute kliyetz or something like that, or it's pshute, well then that's not called a kli, because even though we said all of the other types of kalim, but this would be true as well for something that at least is called a kli. And there's another din, and that would be, it does require to be a full, not broken kli, but if it's broken, then it's going to allow in the tumah. But there's another din, and that's the din of toch tocho. So remember the halacha, kol asher yipol mitocho is considered to be tummy. Mikola zera asher yizara. It's tummy if it's something that can be mekabel tuma from a kli cheres that was exposed on its inside to tuma, right? Now, suppose the kli that is inside that kli cheres has a neck that extends outside of the kli cheres. Remember that we have a special diuk in the pasuk that repeats tocho to tell me tocho velo toch tocho, correct? So if it's inside of another kli and the air spaces of those two kalim don't mix because it has a neck that extends beyond the neck of the outer kli in which the tumah fell, then if you have ochlim in the inner kli, they're not going to become tameh, because this would be toch tocho. But ein matzilim, the other issue is, it should say ve ein matzilim. It only says she ein matzilim because this is a quote from the Mishnah in Kalim where that makes sense, but here it makes no sense. So ve ein matzilim miyat klicheres ela kalim. So if you have a toch tocho in this case, and there are ochlim inside that kli is matzil, the ochlin inside of it, from being tummy, from the airspace of the kli cheres. But that's the kol asher betocho yitma, but not betoch tocho yitma. So our Mishnah wants to teach you that in order for it to be a toch, that would be a toch tocho, it has to be a kli. But if it's not a kli, then it can't have a toch that's going to make it velo toch tocho. And therefore, if it had ochlin, even though the ochlin were not exposed to the air of the inside of the kli cheres, but what they're in is not a kli, if it's not a kli, then it's not going to be matzil. So we have actually a total of six dinim where we need to define things as a kli. Not necessarily in the same way, but we do need to define them as a kli. For instance, when it came to the definition of a kli, vis-a-vis the mechatas, or vis-a-vis the natla, could you use the magufata chavit? No, because it wasn't meant for holding water. But when it comes to toch tocho, can you use the magufata chavit to be matzil? Yes, the magufata chavit is a kli. It's mishamish the other side, and it's not meant for holding water in it, but it certainly is a kli. So therefore, these two parts are not exactly the same. There are four things that are exactly similar, and that's the kli for the mayim, to get the mayim into a kli, to be mekadesh the mayim in that kli with the efra pora, to be maza from that mixed mayim on someone who's tameh, and to utilize that kli for your netilas yadayim. And then there's other dinim of kalim that still require the shlemus of the kli, but not necessarily that it be made for holding water. Okay, this is great. So we've talked about why we need a natla and what exactly would define a natla and how that relates to the overall dinim of Tumah V'Taira. And it turns out that the Rabbanan did not require something that is shayach to being mekabel Tumah or being tovel in a mikveh. None of that is important. But what is important is that it has a din of a kli for the places where the Torah demands keli. Wow. Lovely. You may be the only people in the world who know why Netilas Yadayim is called Netilas Yadayim in the deepest sense as part of the Etzem Takana. Ha! Okay, this is fun. Poor Richie. What can we do? It was not a coincidence that Ben Franklin called his almanac what he did. It was al shem, the fact that poor Richard was not learning Metilas Yadayim. See, I don't know whether our South African friends got that one, but maybe. Well, do everyone.